Capital 263.
Hangover, 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 hangover.
Party's over. No, the party's just getting started. Welcome to the hangover, people. But now we've got no relation to Bruce.
You know, I'm so happy today. I get to tell you live on the podcast. Manejo ne noise.
But I can still read it.
Yo. Ah, you are loud. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Brian Willis here. Yeah, no relation to Bruce.
And my other girl in the belly. What's up, girl?
Podcast.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to The Hangover.
This Siri is Siri back? In the building.
Siri is back.
And this is your girl for any questions. Or any story, rather.
Hello.
She's got a story for everything.
iPhone
wow.
Siri.
Yeah, iPhone
yes,
Siri.
iPhone Siri.
S-I-R-I.
Yeah. Yes.
That's Siri.
I'm going to ask you a question, since you can answer all questions.
Let's do this. I'm so ready.
Should I?
Go ahead.
Penis reduction remedies.
Cut it off.
Reduction.
Or have sex with someone on their period.
That'll reduce the size?
Yep.
Does it really work?
It's
though?
Even in the Bible, hey?
Papi, anyway, Bible, I'm
not do not have sex with an unclean woman because it reduces.
Guys.
Oh, actually, there's this website, www.surukang.com. Mm. They sell anything, you know, penis enlargement, pussy blaster. Literally.
Wait, where were you last week? Did you see that video on WhatsApp?
I was actually joking when I asked her that question.
But like, we've got the answers.
See,
I told
this
you.
This is why they call me Siri.
I get it now.
So guys, if you're joining us for the first time, The Hangover is that show that pierces the cult, the
Chirongo.
It's not my
English 10. Quindre zero.
Ah, chirungu chati maya shangwara. I just don't want that.
Should we run the one? Let's give that one more try.
Rewind.
If you're joining us for the first time, The Hangover is that show that pierces the veil behind the Bawa culture. And today we are going to be talking about what really happens at a daddy's, zaddy's. Uh-huh. Depends which country you're from. But what really happens at a daddy's day out? And we're going to be talking about all the things that we'd like to do under our parents' roof that really don't click. But before that, we want to talk about what is happening this weekend. This is what Diggy will be talking about. But I don't want to get into the deets. My brain, why are you weekend?
This last weekend, I was actually at home, chilled with the family. Didn't do much. I'm not really that much of an active person over the weekends, except kind of Queen A Hustler's Market or maybe burnouts. But I didn't go to last week's burnouts, though.
Yeah, there were burnouts for that reason.
Yeah.
I would have wanted to go. I was so hungover.
Hangover.
Yeah, as I ain't over and getting dangerous. Consider what you're doing, man. Okay.
No, what? No, but what if he listens to the podcast? How do I know?
Are you sending him the link?
But I'm gonna post on my status, and if he opens it, then it's gonna be awkward.
Chat. You know, WhatsApp did a very good thing when it comes to status and privacy.
Okay. But I was supposed to have a date.
But
he didn't come because he was tired.
He stood you up generally?
No, you know. No,
what was he tired of?
Yeah.
No, he know they had a performance thing. So
he's a performer.
Band. Come on, you're my band.
I know the my guitar.
Yes. And he's actually a very good singer, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a voice note. I'm not even.
No. Actually, no, but then, like, you know, actually, low-key, like, don't even blame him. Because, like, you know how your parents, like, because we're supposed to go out at night. And then I asked my uncle to stay over. And then, you know, my uncle's like, you're not going anywhere until I meet him. And I'm just like, he's not going to come. Like, he's definitely
not going anywhere. Like, what is this? 1940?
aunties when we want to see who's going out with you. And I'm like, it's not necessary.
I was a man.
Next thing, Makundi Garissa Dari. No.
This is only an issue if you know Kutuno Chinja Steric.
The thing is, they've never met anyone before. They always think that they're someone, but.
Aywa, but they never it's not have even an evidence. Issue of if Kanoji Chinja. But we cannot assume Kuti Haskuzo Chinja.
That's true.
I mean, sometimes you really want to be like, yeah, faith worship, but it ain't got it. Do you know how many fuckboys are out there, Brian?
I know.
Hey, and what I say?
But don't need to papa. Drukuchika comment because I'm surrounded by women. Yeah, I will not win the story.
Guys, let's welcome Rachel to the show.
She's professionally late.
She's professionally late.
You've met me in person. The person that makes your life greater. Every night.
Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry.
Ma?
Tiripa the hangover.
We're hanging from my stories. She's hanging from my stories.
She's hanging from your stories.
Yes, because I know I give y'all hangovers every morning.
All right, guys. Saka, this is what is happening this... No, I don't actually have events this weekend, but Nasty C is coming. And Anzina, Brian... Let me tell you what Brian said.
Oh, finish.
Anzina, Brian, we're so tired of Japris.
Hey, it's those true. Were not my words, though. But I agreed with them, but they weren't my words.
No, guys. No, like, actually, I really don't understand what's with this thing with promoters. Maybe it's because they know Kuti Japris will pull the crowd. But, I mean, if you're going to have a hip-hop artist, Gavri, Bekana Natakura, Ntvariko.
Guys,
because I don't get correlation. Yeah, Nasty C was gonna be singing about bad bitches and good girls.
I'm also looking at it from.
Now, Japreza, we mashavi like.
Hey, what Japreza? No, we're born in Dimonere. Ngebachirangu, whatever. Like,
you shine like daylight from the sango. You know, like.
My lily, girl.
Engo, you're my promoters, you know. I kind of like understand it though. It's all about business at the end of the day. They don't care about this so-called culture. So, my one.
So, what did I say, guys?
When we're hip hop, we need to do something together and really stand our ground.
Guys, other than Takura, who else does hip hop in Zim?
XQ, Stana.
Stana! Oh, Jesus.
Hey, they do hip hop.
Yes, of course.
Like I saw Jalava, no joy.
No, but Stana is hip hop though.
Yeah,
no, for real.
All right. Let's talk about Oskido. So Oskido is coming. You know, Kalawa Jasmine is coming, and in August, on the 12th, and on
why
on the.
No, Oskido can only come what? December, that is all. No, we don't have
in Wabulawa. Why is Wabulawa?
We will travel there. Not him. No.
So I'm down for Munzo, but I'm going.
No, because, you know, Oskido has got that. That's it's New Year vibe. So why is he coming in August? Why?
Because it's mid-year.
How zero?
I don't like it. Right,
I'm election
that is good.
Tom Bomba.
Yeah? Anthony said it's Tom Bomba.
Tom Bomba. Tom Bomba. Skido, if you come in August, Tom Bomba.
Stay there.
Stay there. You come in December.
Tom Bomba, I'm a fire.
Pop, pop, pop. So there's going to be a skydive and somewhere in Harare at a place called, let me just check for you guys. The place is called Tandem, right? Yeah, Tandem Jumps in the static line course. It's going to be $250 for the course in the first jump, and then every jump after that is $60. For the tandem, it's $20. Oh, sorry, it's at Graham Field. So this is happening on the 21st to the 22nd of July. Be sure to check that out. Also, the carnival that was due from the 18th to the 21st has been postponed for October due to the election that we're expecting next week. We've got Fungai Nengare doing soul sessions on the 27th of July at the Sanctuary Cafe at National Gallery. That is $5 to get you in. A quick review of the mesh that we attended last week. It was on fire. We had so much fun. There was Ruzivo Chenyera. There was Tariro Makanga. There was Sokostina Garwe. And what's his name? McDonald Gurura. Yes, it's McDonald Gurura. I had fun. I attended and it was nice. Very mature, very chilled. Interesting conversation, like a lot of interesting. It wasn't just the panel. It was the panel and the people. It was really lovely. Brian K performed. Shaden performed. Everything was just tops. And before we go, I just want to say to everybody, please be careful, you guys. We know that is the hangover. We want to promote partying and funning and drinking and all of that. But please, please be careful on the roads at night and do not be held accountable for losing lives on the road. So if you're not able to drive, it's okay for you to say that you're not able to drive. It is very, very important that we are safe as much as we, you know, we want to have fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's resume after the break. We're going to be talking about... What are we talking about, Nai Brian?
What daddies do.
Daddy's dear. Yeah.
When you say daddies, you mean
a zaddy.
No, ana baba.
A zero.
Ana baba. Yeah. People with balls that work and actually take care of the results of those balls working.
Well, that is
my word. My word.
Okay, what really happens on a boys' night out? Now, this is an interesting one. Let me tell you about a typical boys' night out with my friends. So it starts in maybe the afternoon, huh? After we've planned, put some money together, we buy pre-drinks. Now, thing is, if there's no base for pre-drinks, you usually drink it in like a homie's car at a specific location where that is conducive for you to meet people, right? So you drink, you play on your phones, you look for, of course, if you guys don't have girlfriends, you look for girls. If you guys have girlfriends, you look for girls. And then... It's usually a rejecting list, huh? Like, guys know that they're gonna get rejected by some girls, but they still look for them regardless. So, thing is, you go through like an hour or two of just texting girls and trying to see if you can meet up with them.
Oh, no.
Texting other guys, asking them what the plan is, even though you guys already have a plan. Because these guys would believe that plans are nicer when they're made as a whole crew, huh? So... Let's say the crew meets up and everything is all good. First thing you do, let's say it's 6 or 7 p.m. You look for the cheapest bar because it's still early, night is still young. You look for the cheapest bar. You have maybe a few beers, one or two. And then you look for food. Most people prefer chisanyamas. Some like chicken in. Some like kango. But then kango is a popular option these days because you can have that and still be drinking at the same time. Like wherever. So you have that, then you get home to the serious procrastination. We in between when you've eaten and you're nicely drunk, you're now looking for the main power that you're really gonna go to. After you found out which power you wanna go to, that's where you're gonna invest the most money with your guys, at a typical boys' night out, and usually the sport that everyone prefers to go to is the sport with, let's say, either it's got your favorite DJ, or the girl you want goes there, or in general there's just girls. it's mostly inspired by girls, so even though not all guys will make, it's like going to a toy shop and some guys know that they can't get it's the toys go. But if you want to see them, you can.
Still getting rejected.
One of those things.
Wait.
So like good night out, you go to the club. That's when all the serious conversations start happening in summer. When there's all the pretty women, you start thinking about how successful you should really be. Yeah? And this is what people really go to power for. That's what guys really go to power for. You see all the pretty women, you start talking about what you could be doing, business ideas and stuff. Some of them usually don't come into fruition because you'll be drunk, so you forget them the next day. Yeah? Some of them do, but then it's the memories that remain. It's the memories that you mostly go out for. So when a boy's night out, afterwards, after the power, there's usually a KFC move. Now, KFC is 24 hours a day, so there's a KFC move or the chicken move. Huh? After the chicken in move, you pray, you go home. You go home alone.
Why don't you go with girls?
You can't trust people. And you repeat the process the next time.
That sounds boring.
That's a typical boys night out for you.
Sounds boring, Shane.
Do you have a different version?
I thought it was daddy's day out, man. Like, these are boys that I'm not gonna order. Like,
Daddy's day out.
But besides, that is not the typical boys out.
Teachers, daddy teaches. All this learning here is by you.
I'm gonna talk about it from a perspective when I used to go out. You know, you'd have chicks on lock already. Some of the chicks. And then you go. Back in the day, I was a baby, so I didn't order for you, you know. And we'd have no money, you know. We'd just figure shit out. But anyway, daddies, when daddies go out, you know, most cases it's just dudes together because, you know, you just want to be away from dramas. Zekumba. No. Listen. They can be girls, you know, sometimes maybe flirt around a little bit.
Dance a little bit.
So this is that part where you're married, but it's not that serious.
For some guys, yeah.
And for you?
Nah, me, I'm not like that. I like hanging out with the boys, you know, because I think my wife provides me in every category. I don't need another girl to try and fill up blank spaces or voids.
Agula my blank space, my cheetah.
I'm covered.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, go on. Tell us.
What?
Tell us more, ka.
You talk as guys, right? If the guys who want chicks, they can get chicks, you know. But you don't interact with them. You just be concentrating on your beard.
Okay.
That's all.
For me.
No, near the boys. Because the boys didn't have chicks, man. The boys
they were just shopping.
Yeah.
They were just shopping. When are your chickies at home? You already bought the toys.
Bruce was probably that guy when, before he got married, you know, like there's always, you know, like how. Like, Monopeana. And then there's always that one chick who doesn't have anybody. And she's like, oh, hi. And Bruce is just on his beer. Like
nah.
The check
on. On the contrary, I was quite...
On the girls?
Yeah. I'm quite slick with my tongue. And yeah, I mean that in all ways.
I am a bro.
Good night, guys. I'm out.
I cannot unhear this. What the fuck?
No, as a man, you need to be good with your tongue. Seriously.
No, it's fine. It's
okay. Verbally and physically, you need to be
good in praying in tongues, not just being.
Nah, you're my tongue's up, you're my demon.
Tongnastics.
Nah. Come on, man.
Alright, so now that you're married and stuff, is it the same thing?
You know what? That's why I like hanging out with, like, married guys.
Because they understand.
When you hang out with single dudes like Anana Seletain. Problem is, with Anana Seletain, you go out thinking you're going to be boys, you know. And then Odeta my baby back here and Odeta baby one. Like there'll be a chick there, right? And then like the chick has a friend. Then I have to be a wingman. You know?
Ted will.
No, it'll be me and Celatine, right? And then Celatine gets a chick because he's trying to chat chicks up, you know? Mm-hmm. And the chick has a friend. Now, for him to be able to chat that chick up that he's with,
you
I have
to
occupy the other chick. You chick now. And then maybe because, in any sometimes, I apologize if my wife hears this, but yeah.
She's going to hear this, you know that, right?
Sometimes, like I said, I'm good with my tongue. And sometimes it gets into auto mode. And I end up like...
doing things that you didn't do.
Not doing, but saying...
Like your brain and tongue are not... They're not working together.
No, they work together. It's just the problem is the filter between the brain and the tongue.
He's on sleep.
It's bust. Mm. That thing is like on airplane mode. Like,
not available at the moment.
You know, so you end up chatting to this girl, right? Like, you know, so that you occupy while Sally's doing his thing. And then, you know, all of a sudden, Wogona Munu is like feeling you. And you're like, what did I say, though? You know,
Bagoma drinks some data. She's not that into you.
No, actually, they start like nagging for my number.
Yes,
you know,
wow.
That's where I draw the line. Like, I never give a chick my number. Never.
But you take theirs.
No, I don't.
Karate.
I don't. Do I take theirs? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I do take theirs. And then I'll call you or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I delete it immediately.
But you know, that shit is rude. Like, I do it all the time, but it's rude. Just say, no, nigga, I'm gonna call you. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, but guys, alright. Is there a fun element to Daddy's Day Out? Why is it so special? Are you hung on it, or you can do without it?
It's special because you get to step away from the dramas at home.
What's the drama?
No, listen. Sometimes you need that space.
Of doing nothing.
Of just being a little mischievous. You know?
Sarakana was a flex up, but it's a tutorial. Pono to get a mono machine, say, maskira. Not a practical yacht.
What do you mean?
Actually, you were trying to see if you still got game. So when you get home.
Chatting up a chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you get home, are you putting those skills to use in the house?
The chatting up skills, because I don't need to chat up my wife.
Why don't you need to excite her like that?
No. Trust me.
Listen.
I know the words to say to my wife that'll excite her. So that like I said, that area is covered with my wife. You know. It's just sometimes you just need to stay put because there are times when one I go to gym, you know, and the wife gets flustered because of that, and all. Sometimes you just need a break from all of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Daddy's Day Out is for, you know. Or even meet up with guys and talk business even sometimes. This is the mature Daddy's Day Out, you know.
So how long exactly? How long can one person spend doing nothing?
It can be the whole day. I don't like going out at night too much, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be like 5:30, 6 p.m. on a Sunday. Nina pizza.
Okay.
You know me. That's
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, latest 9:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, Sha. There's a lot of like. What do you think, Rish?
I don't know. I think he's got a lot of discipline. Because the guys I know.
The married guys I know.
The married guys I know too, man.
Yeah, they will get this from like Friday around 9
until Sunday.
Yeah, because I remember one of them was doing school on Saturdays, but then he would wake up around 1 and then
go out.
No.
Call
I can't
you?
Really explain that part.
To those here.
Afterwards.
Oh, no.
In that one, I go for practice. So 3:30, he'd come pick me up from practice, drop mm-hmm. me off at home, maybe chill till around 8. They go on.
Okay.
With the boys again.
Okay.
Continue.
But she practices a maskiri. Because mascara don't have so no practice work.
These guys would be Centurion or News Cafe drinking, like talking and drinking, doing nothing else. And then Sunday they spend the day in bed. Monday.
Saka Muriaga no iwona ndrini. When really? Like, is it even a healthy lifestyle for you to try and maintain? And I'm not just looking at it from like a family perspective, but I'm also trying to think with Mita Basare. Eh. Mita Basare no vumizo to end out Friday to Sunday. 4 weeks in a month.
The clique I'm talking about, I probably
will. Yeah. So guys, Papa Pines and Mamashi, wearing guys.
Yeah,
I say to jump, but my pass. But yeah, I want to understand, you know, if there's anything special about it. But I think I get it sometimes, but not like all the time. Ah, sure.
Okay, to put it into your perspective, it's just like girls' day out or girls' night out.
We'll be cheating the entire time.
Same story here.
Oh, shit! Siri, you remember when we did What Really Happens at a Girls' Night Out?
I did say that I'll be cheating.
No, you said that we'll be praying. And today we'll be cheating.
But you pray?
I mean, you'll be cheating on your prayer. Like, you'll be
cheating on your prayer life.
Okay, I'll type about it. No girls' night for my wife.
I am my. In Dr. Pinted away.
But.
For the why?
Like I said, my daddy's day out, they don't always involve like the scandalous stuff like four wives think. Sometimes it's just guys just drinking and talking shit. You know?
Like, I really wanna say story time, but like no.
No,
but
let's then, do this. Siri, that's why you're here. Ding dong.
Sorry, Siri got a No, okay, like, I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, of course, definitely.
Everybody needs a break sometimes.
Bruce Willis.
Brian Willis.
Brian Willis. Yeah. No relation to Bruce. Like, in my head, it's Bruce Willis.
It's Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
Okay, BW. So, and then, like, all of the guys that I've met who are on guys' night out and they're wearing wedding rings, they don't do any of the shit you're saying, and I'm just
Listen, that's why I said it's not always the case.
Yeah,
If you keep meeting people like that, some introspection is needed.
For what?
You need to look within.
Where?
Yourself!
Within.
What is this?
You tell us, if there's nothing, then I mean
greatness, honey, greatness.
No, because that's one thing that like.
No, I think you fail to understand one thing. Like, meeting married men doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. Why is he in the club to start with?
No,
you can't say that though. You can't. A married man is allowed to be in the club.
No, actually,
he's allowed.
No, I actually think
what you
that
do in the club now, that's where the difference is.
I mean, no, I think.
I can be in the club with my boys and we're just drinking. That's it.
I get that.
And yes, we can get a little stupid. Like, in any, by, like, where I draw the line, like, you know, like, I can, you know, be like, hey, check that, shake that ass, and what, you know. You check.
Anyway, but Brian, I think we need to then take a step back and stop blaming women for choices that men do.
No. Don't get me wrong.
It happens a lot.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not. Guys, please understand. I'm not blaming women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit. I really didn't want to get into this whole gender thing.
Nobody did. But you said look within.
No, listen. I gave you a scenario of what happens at my daddy's day, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And you said, nah, every married nigga that I see does not do what you said.
Mm-hmm. That is my experience.
Yes. So I'm saying, Kuti, maybe.
It's what she attracts.
It's not what she attracts as such, but where she goes.
Okay.
Or who she's involved with, you know.
So, no? Can I ask you a question? Have you met men? Like, actual men? Have you met them?
Jesus, I don't know how to answer that question.
Just so everyone knows that it.
I don't know.
Because, literally, you'll be breathing.
I see all those things that like, you're talking about happen.
You'll be breathing and this married man is just like, so hey, no, my wife is dead. And I'm like, what are you doing with the ring? Like, You see, no, it's no, like what you say that I should look within what? Like,
no,
I got, if I go to pariah,
the
with
context
my friend,
where I said you should look within was if every married guy that you see is doing that.
So why am I looking within? They should look within.
But at the same time, Siri, we need to understand that Brian cannot speak for all the married guys out there.
Exactly. I can't.
Yeah. He can't.
I do appreciate the fact that that does happen. But I'm just saying, if all the married guys that you see do that.
Yeah, but I can't.
Sometimes it doesn't hurt, though, to be a little introspective. Like, if I was to meet all the player type chicks, you know, like all the chicks that hura on me, you know, Nzenza, exactly. If I keep meeting all those kind of women,
mm-hmm.
at some point I have to sit down and be like, yo, Brian,
chi
cha urkuita chukuita uto ungo sanga na nizinu zakadai. It can't be coincidence. You'll find, Kudi, there'll be some errors in your steps of life where you keep
sometimes
swaying towards.
Sometimes you're
types.
Just a nice person, really.
Yeah, and you
sometimes
know,
you just buy everybody drinks when you see them.
And the truth of the matter is, the biggest hearts get hurt the most.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to be introspective.
So girls have very small hearts. Don't let people in.
Don't let
out
them
in the
easily.
Club.
Essentially,
yes.
Essentially,
do not let them in
easily.
Wow.
Easily.
Don't let them in at all.
You don't want to be that 64-year-old lonely lady
with
just a weird cat woman in the neighborhood, do you now? You have to put fences up that, you know, the right guy can overcome.
Until the money comes, I'm not commuting to anyone.
Mariero Bolachai. My, don't want to have it. What a
that's her though.
All right, guys, so basically boys' night out, whether you are bowful or bowless, according to both the people that we talked to, is just a day of doing absolutely nothing. And we just want to appreciate how much doing nothing helps us to do everything.
I think, yeah, I just thought about something. I think boy, daddy's day out is the equivalent of a me day, but in a group setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think men basically can't function without other men.
Yeah, I can.
Because they strive on validation. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm just spitting facts.
It's somewhat true to some extent.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to, you know, argue with you, but it's the same with females too.
Look at you throwing that ball back at me.
No, for real. It's.
I mean, we all strive on some sort of validation.
Yeah, we all do.
But men need it more than women, actually.
Mukadzi anorohwa achingoshingirira mumba vasikana. Murume achitoti kana apedza kurohwa anotsvaga boys. Uripi? Uriite?
No, but guys, it's the same all the way. Because, like, if you're married,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't want your husband playing around with single friends.
Yeah.
If I'm married, I wouldn't want my wife playing around with single friends, because damn chicks.
Whoo, savage.
Yeah, it's the same.
But really, I think social status, yeah, you know, don't go in this group. No, even sometimes, you try to be friends with people who are maybe dating several people or not dating, but you're not.
I'm offended. What do you mean?
At least you don't go to Toro and get away with it. Yes, like me. And I'm like, Masono Punani. Yes, sorry. All right, guys. So let's head over to the trumpet and talk about the rest of the stuff that we have lined up for you.
And the trumpets, there you go. And the trumpets, there you go.
You know what? You spend 3 minutes saying, and then at the finish, you're like, don't call them names. I'm like,
no, listen. What he's basically saying is, a lot of people, just because my wife dresses a certain way
and drinks chikokian,
they start thinking that I do it.
Mm-hmm.
because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he knows what his woman is not really like.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how he knows. Don't ask. Woman
you breathe
into. You remember that show, Brian, that we were talking about? I think you listened to it and you sent me comments. We were talking about, you know, women that are found in clubs and are always called names because of that. And I was speaking to a personal experience, and that happened like twice or three times. And you get your cab and stuff like that. And, you know, guys are always trying to step in and say, let me buy you this, let me take you home. But the moment you show, no, I'm not interested in any of that, I've got my shit in order, he starts to call you names. So I think at the end of the day, XQ and your point, Jagega, but it's going to take a while.
They were buying themselves drinks and having fun. So the guys, like on the next team, started extending drinks over. And then the girls were like, okay, fine, drinks.
Yeah.
And then they drank. And then the guys tried to pull them over to the table. And they said no. And the guys got mad.
Majigamari edu.
Is
the akuda receipt.
You know, now Makramba Otarani. And the girls are like, but we didn't even
ask. I don't know what we're.
So, yeah, in the end, everyone was thrown out because one of the girls, like, she can make it crazy.
Yeah. That's my girl right there. Shout out to Qualisha, babe! And also big shout out to Lala. She couldn't join us today, but yeah. So sorry about your home situation. She was at a funeral today and she couldn't make it. I miss you, girl. I miss you lots. These people are not doing what you do when you're here. I can fill the gap.
I got the equipment to fill it up.
Ah! What?
OG, you're so noisy.
The most dumb.
You're so noisy.
What? What? Hold up. What?
Ah, yeah. Lomsindo, wena. Ha?
Uchi nuba balo.
Ah, yeah. Gautul.
Ha? Uchi nuba balo.
Ah, yeah.
All right, guys, welcome to the trumpet. Yeah.
Ko buzzer tapera.
Hey, buzzer tapera, mdad.
What you did?
And I would have welcome to the buzz.
Hey.
Ah, sorry. Not tambik. Not tambik, huh? So, guys, we want to talk about parents don't get it. I know all of us at some point stayed with a parent or guardian. And luckily for some of us who both are working, they are parents.
Babereki. Don't get it.
And you know, I think if you've been to university, and I always think like this, kanori munagam bendo university guys, social life yago ine kam change you know kai nungu ita so. Jodo tu wakarazi chichiziro na abo, boasting, you know, and parents are still like, monong. I don't know. But let's talk about curfews. How do you guys feel about curfews?
As in, like, when you're at home or university curfew. Anyway, I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
Listen, do you think the parents don't get it, or it's actually parents get it and you don't? In the sense that.
In what sense?
Parents were not born parents.
Yeah,
they were sure. Once your age.
Sure.
They once did
what you're doing.
Things that you will probably never find out about that are probably more nasty than the shit that you about to get involved in. And
you know.
Okay, I doubt it was that prominent then, but
people could have been doing it. Like homosexuality has been there for a long time.
Yeah, you so never suppose, know. Yeah. You never know. But like what I'm saying is I think as a parent, uningo ane more experience in these things, and you are that person's flesh and blood. They don't want you to go through certain things that they saw other pupils when they were your age go through. You know, pregnancies, HIV, getting addicted to drugs, you know, and all that jazz. So it could be a matter of parents actually get it more than.
You think they do?
Yeah.
But where do we draw the line? Where do we draw the line between a parent raising you as a child and raising you to become a fully functional human being, even without them constantly.
The problem now, is they are well aware of the issues that are affecting little kids, you know, especially when they go to university and stuff.
No, they are not.
What I'm saying is, they know the things that can affect you when you go to university, and they don't, their method of trying to cover you from it is keeping you on a tight leash. I think that's the biggest mistake that parents make. They should raise you in a way whereby they give you responsibility. You know, like after you just turn 16, your dad should be like, hey, dipakire motika.
Yeah.
You know, or chimondito ngera ma newspapers with the car, you know, kutimuna ape the shungu with the car.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed, like, in most cases when a car accident happens, and it's a kid, things like that. So you have to, like, loosen that leash. That sense of responsibility, you know. Because afande kutika kuti ii ndikadai so ndorowa na dede ndorowa ndotukwa na mama. Anofana kuti ndikadai so it will affect me this way. You know, if I go to university, if I open my legs up,
I'm gonna get pregnant.
I'm gonna get sick. It's going to affect my life. As much as my parents are gonna be disappointed in me, it's going to ruin my life. You know,
I cannot disagree with what you're saying.
Because the problem is, most kids, when you go to uni, it's all about, I should do this. I just shouldn't get caught na mama, or na daddy.
Yeah.
It's never about
your safety.
As parents, I think we need to introduce this while our kids are very young.
Yeah, true.
Just loosen the leash. Responsibility. Because most of the kids...
What you try it out, it's just so... Buy this, you
know,
save.
Even the fun stuff, you know, like Jandruku Tarizos, or like Nyeye Motikari. Don't be so stingy with it. Munungape de shungu. Of course, you need to guide them here. Also, ngomsiya kamuna atanga kubata motika na songomja inda kuchino and what ana license. You have to be there, guide them, you know, and then also that bonding. You get to understand situation in ngene mwana. If you bond with a child, you understand where they are at that current moment in time, and you will relate to it based on when you were at that age, and then now you are able to advise them based on how you dealt with it and your mental state at that current time. You're more mature because you're more mature and you bond with them. You're able to build that communication properly as a parent. That's what I think.
Siri, what do you mean parents don't understand what happens in the university when their child is in that thing?
You know what, Kat? This is actually like a very, very emotional thing.
Don't cry. As long as you don't cry, it's okay.
So I'm gonna keep crying.
What the F? I've never known you to be
like,
a crier.
Brian, like, I totally get what you're saying and everything, but personally, I just think that parents sometimes are just so, so unnecessary. I'm speaking from experience, you know. I went to uni in SA, right? And you know, like what he's saying, Kuti, like, yes, they've got my best interest at heart. Like, I get that. Like, I know Kuti, my parents want the best. Bobo wants the best for me. Like, Kuti wants the best for me. Like, I get that, right? But you know, I'm such a socially awkward person, not because I have some weird disorder, but because of the fact that I was never allowed even to go to the movie, Mascot. You know, that's how strict my grandparents are. And, you know, my aunts, they're on some, no, you should understand that they're old. I'm like, but no,
they shouldn't understand that
I'm young and times have changed. So,
it's, you know, I remember this.
I was in lower six. No, I was actually in upper six. I was now 18. And then I went up to agricultural show with my friends. Actually, we wanted to go to the movies, but same thing. It was on a Saturday. So then I got home on the Friday, then on Thursday, and then I asked my granddad, Kulu, can I please go to show on Saturday with my friends? And it became a whole thing. Hey, I couldn't have an accident. I'm like, nigga, Ndaburuka Mkombi like 2 hours ago. Like, it, what you're saying doesn't make sense. Just say no. So as a result, I became that socially awkward child kuti. If I go panevanu, like I don't talk to anyone because I'm not used to interacting with people other than Manwe Kumba, you know. And then going to varsity, I had that I should do every, I mean, I'm in Cape Town, how are you gonna find out? You know, and in a way it made me like, you know, the fact ya kuti, you know that they're not here, so they can't do anything to you. You know, I ended up doing things, OT. When I look back, I'm like,
stupid.
You know, this, you know, like that blowback story. Like, it was so unnecessary for me to be going out, you know, 45 kilometers away from home. But because it's that, you know, I can do this, you know. And
that's the real.
And even like in my final year, I got depressed. And the first thing that my grandparents said was, I'm on drugs. And I'm like, I'm failing to cope, but all you can think about is that I'm doing drugs, sex, and boys. And I'm like, guys, no, like, I need you to help me. And then when you start acting out, now then they, you know, like, I'm just like, you know what? Like,
look, no. I totally get what you're saying. And if you heard what I said, I was like, parents, they know the issues that are out there. But their methods of protecting you from them now,
and aren't so working.
They think that keeping you shielded by like keeping you on a short leash, that's what helps. And I'm agreeing with you, because it doesn't. Because the moment whereby they cannot keep that leash on you, you're gonna be stupid. You're gonna be stupid. You're gonna like run amok. You get what I'm saying? So it's really sad that they'll have your best interests at heart, but their methods to keep you safe now, they don't, in the long run, they don't really help.
You know, because when, like, in my final year, I mean, like, I spoke to one of my cousins, because she's, like, a medical doctor, so she really does understand, you know, the whole dynamics with depression, because it got so bad, I became very suicidal. So then she tried talking. I never told anyone. She's the one who's like, you know what, Olivia, I know you're going to be mad at me, but I'm going to tell them. And then now my uncle calls me. He's shouting at me, if you had problems, you could have spoken to my wife. And I'm like, no, she is not a professional. What I'm dealing with, she cannot help me because she is not mentally equipped to do so. Emotionally equipped, it's not her job. I need to see someone professional. But I'm just, you know, like, this topic just gets me so worked up.
You know,
because
what?
Parents, like what you're saying, that as a parent, you need to start with that. But for our parents, they'll never understand that. But us, we
our
can.
Our generation,
yeah,
when we have kids, we can now, like, you know, that.
Okay, man, I know P, why their freedom? Because my grandparents.
Not all of
that
it can
if you go out at night, you're having sex. I'm like, no. Like, no, I'm not.
But wait, sorry. About depression, when I was like, I totally relate to what you're saying. When I was like in form grade 7, yeah, about grade 7 there, about, I was actually like diagnosed clinically depressed. And I actually attempted suicide. So I totally relate to, and I only told my mom about this like, was it this last weekend? And my mom was like, really? How come you never... Because now I can talk to her. Now she looks at me as an adult. I mean, I've got a wife, I got a child. Now she looks at me like an adult, and we can have these discussions. And I always tell her, Kuti, look, back in the day, you guys, you never really listened to us when we spoke. Mm-hmm. It was always, you know, bandi. You know, and we never really bonded. But I don't blame my parents. My parents, I think, parents here, generation here, it's the way they were also
raised, yeah.
You know, so yeah. Some things you can't really blame them. You have to like understand how they grew up. In all I know is, yes, they made their mistakes, but I'm not going to say they were bad parents. You know, all I'm going to do is I'm going to do right by my daughter.
and fix what I thought they were supposed to like work on. Because I get it, that whole depression thing, and people, like, no one will understand.
Like, no, because like
no
I remember
one will
I
get you.
We were cell group, like mm-hmm. church, and then you know when you're like you're having a discussion and then your mind goes there and then you absentmindedly say something. So then I spoke about the suicidal thing and then this woman was like, at your age, why would you want to kill yourself? And I'm like, problems do not have age. Like, life knows no... Like, suicide is not like, that's a mad demon. And I'm like, I get what you're saying, but not always. Sometimes it's because you parents continuously exasperate us as kids. And...
And also another thing is people need to understand good kids take things differently. True. You know, it can be something minor like the death of a cartoon character. As silly as it may sound.
No, but
do cartoons die?
Or even the death of a pet. You know.
Yeah.
It can get a kid depressed.
Like very depressed and
you know.
Up.
So mm-hmm. people need to understand Kuti the extremities of a problem. They don't really equate the same when it comes to kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't take things the same way, you know. Unogonge urukuda a lollipop, like kunyimwa lollipop jayo can see into a spiral.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid.
You're right. You Rachel, what were you going to say? What did Jerry Pashom?
Sorry, Rachel.
Out of the depression yako yapagafa kids.
I had a dog that died when I was in grade 6 and I was dealing with bullies and I was the middle born in the family. Mm-hmm. My little brother would like start shit with me. I would smack him. Then my older brother and my parents, everybody would be on my case. Mm. Guys.
Well, thank God I'm an only child because I'd have killed somebody. I don't have the
patience. I totally relate to what Siri is saying because I'm a one, but I don't blame them. They were doing what they thought was best.
You
so
know what? I get
I know,
that, but
I'm going to take it a step further with my child and improve where I thought they lacked.
No, but guys, I have this thing, Kuti. Just because their parents, like, we should be able to have these conversations with them. Like, at my age, 5:30, if I'm not at home, they're already calling me and I'm like, but why? Obviously, if I'm going to be home late, I know how I'm getting home. I'm not going to do some stupid shit. Because
I don't
want to
die either.
I don't want to die either. You
Such
know?
Insecurities are also prompted by the fact that they never really talk to you, so they don't really know you.
You know,
so they
like,
start
I'll
thinking
say, no,
that...
I'll say this. I don't, like, I live with my grandparents because both my parents passed away. So, like, when I get home, I'm in my room because I'm really not trying to have a conversation where I can say something like something very minor and it becomes into a whole lecture. Like, I remember the one time, like when I was still in varsity, still final year. And then, I went away with the report, and then there was a Cape Town thing, and then I was like, God, this place is actually so beautiful. And then my granddad is like, how do you know? I'm like, no, it's just like 15 kilometers, like 15 kilometers just outside from where we live. Saka, we once went there for the day and then we went back. Hey, we sent you to school. And I'm like, whoa. Relax.
Your situation is tricky because like, we're talking about generation in my parents, right?
Because I did it before.
You're dealing with grandparents. They're like the generation that trained the generation
we're complaining about.
No, so.
What's really funny is that my aunt, she says, like, when she had a completely different relationship with, like, she could go out at night, she could travel, she could do all these things, but and she turned out fine. Like, she's a very great woman, she's got her life together. But all of a sudden, when it comes to me,
I think they feel a great deal of responsibility because
no,
your parents
but
are not
my,
around.
Like, or, yeah. Like, my argument with them is always that I went to Cape Town for an entire 3 years, I didn't come back sick, I didn't bring bush babies without fathers. Like, have I not proven myself enough? Like, for you to just be like, okay, she's responsible. Like,
maybe there's something that happened with your aunt that you don't know about that they won't tell
you.
No,
there's nothing. There's nothing. Okay. I would have known. You know, Siri. They call me Siri for a reason.
Oh, Dakanga, no.
Like, there are those family things that happened a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm away. Like, I know this one and this one other. We run it actually because of something that happened in 1965.
Okay.
But yeah, like, it's, I don't know, like, this whole curfew thing, I think when you reach a certain age and you've showed yourself, like you've proven, like you've done, you know, your part, Kuti. You show that you're responsible and everything. Parents should just relax. Like what I was saying, Kuti, I had a date-ish on Saturday, and then it was this whole thing. No, we want to meet. And like, for the why? For the why? It's just dinner and I'm back home. Like, it's not like I'm eloping with this guy or anything.
But I respect the fact that they accept that you got a guy in your life, even though
I don't.
Not, be
not anymore, because he ran.
Nah, let the new
he ran from the grandparents. Rachel, party
that, that
girl.
Just shows, no, like, that just shows he wasn't serious.
No, no, no shame. Like,
you he hasn't said I'm going to out tonight.
No,
out like, your order.
No, this oh, is man. Not. You know what? No, Brian, listen. You meet Rachel, right? For the first time, you guys.
Hi, Rachel.
No,
Brian.
No.
Okay.
We are not doing that here. I do not promote to formally.
In my own personal, I don't endorse this.
So, anyways. So then you meet Rachel, and then you like, and then he like, oh, let's go out on Saturday. Okay, cool, fine. So obviously I'm not gonna sleep in my grandparents' house, because, and then I go to my uncle's. I'm like, oh no, uncle, so this guy wants to take me out on Saturday evening. It's nothing serious, but I do like him though. It's nothing serious. There's nothing going on. Like, I made it clear there's nothing going on. And then he's like, okay, cool, but I have a condition. Number one, you're gonna speak to your mom about it. I'm like, my aunt. I'm like, okay. Number two, you have to be home by 11. I'm like, okay, fine. Number three, this nigga ain't gonna pick up from the gate. He's gonna get into the house and be meeting. I'm like, why? Number four, you promised me you're gonna sit down your grandparents and tell them about what? Like, what am I telling them? That, oh no, I went out with, like, so you see, this is, you know, the thing. I'm like, guys, no, like,
it's a generational gap.
All right, Rachel, parting words. Speak to us.
I think the thing with grandparents is a bit more difficult to navigate than with our parents. Because I remember at one point my mom was very so my sister would just disappear for a week.
That's me and your sister.
Yeah,
same WhatsApp.
She wouldn't be there.
Crooked means.
And then you'd be calling her phone and it would be in her room. My mom would get mad. She'd come back, yell. She starts getting mad again. Your sister disappears again. And so she went to China for a year.
Your sister did that for you guys. I've got three siblings.
No, she did not. Now my sister, 6 o'clock, she's calling, where are you?
Hey.
Yes.
Wow.
And then I don't get it, because, well, you would think she would understand, but then she tells you all this. I've been there before. I know what people do. But then until my aunt told my mom that, you know what, this child was away from home for 3 years. You don't know whether she was coming home or not. Just trust that you are raising her to be a responsible woman and not keep on treating her like a 3-year-old child. And I'm sure she'll do the right thing. But then the moment you start trying to tell her to do things and asking, and I remember at one time I had a job where I would get home at 11 every day. And then the day I want to go out, you want me to be home by 6. I cannot see my boyfriend after 11. But then on the day that I can see him, he goes to work. He finishes work at 5. How am I going to see him between 5 and 6? I cannot do that.
That time you should be on your way home.
Exactly. But then by that time, you should be on your way home. So I guess, well, but now with my mom, we've reached an understanding. I tell her I'm coming home late and we're okay. My sister is the one who's the problem now. But then I also have a friend who stays with her grandparents, and she has got a 4 o'clock curfew.
Wow.
You know, her granddad would come wait for her at work. By 4 o'clock, he'd be there.
Yeah, sure.
And waiting for her. Okay. She had no social life at all. Wow. So when she started doing her master's, you know, like, she's always at school now. All right, so she just tells them she's going to school, she's going to get her laptop fixed. That's when she sees her boyfriend. So now they've done the introduction thing and her boyfriend. But now that she's decided to tell them she's got a boyfriend, every time she asks to go out, they start asking, so I'm going to, and it becomes a problem again. Because now that I've told you, you just think every time I'm seeing him, I'm going to have sex with him, which is also not cool. But
before my grandma met my fiance, she would make a big deal out of my going out. She would literally call the whole of Bulawayo province, hey, my mom and my uncle are, and talk to them to chastise me. And my uncle and my mom, I'm like, nah, fam. And now I can be like, on a Friday, I'm going out, see you on Monday. And And I think with my parents, it was even worse because I could just be like, I'm going to Harare. And then I would come to Harare and then I'd not go to my grandma's place.
It's not like they're going to be asking where you are.
Yeah. And you know, I had my phase of depression during university as well. My dad at one point was like, don't mind this old nanga. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'm okay. Everybody, let's just calm down. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And thank you guys for coming and talking to us about your personal lives and not being afraid of being judged.
I didn't expect to leave here feeling like I was talking to Dr. Phil, you know?
I've got just the thing to cure you. So this is the lounge, and today we're asking you all the fun questions. So just fill this in for me. Sunday is the best day to
have sex.
Get him back to have sex.
Deep.
I did.
After
did.
Church.
Okay. We both did.
I think I'm not that sex right now. If the love of your life was a cocktail, what would it be?
Long Island.
Dirty nipple.
You have 5 words. Tell us about your perfect weekend of fun.
The perfect what?
Weekend.
In 5 words.
Uh-huh.
In bed with a good series.
No, that's
in
six.
Bed, good series.
That's for good. Brian.
In bed with no condom.
Ah.
Wow.
On.
That is very
with no condom on. No,
in no bed condom. With no condom. In oh, wow. Bed with no condom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so you meet the love of your life in the club. What would they be doing?
They were buying us drinks, girl. What do you
she'll
mean?
Be the manager of the club.
Ah, yes! You take the cup! Raish! Tell us about it. She's a nice girl.
Wangwari Budiwanga Ambona could church the previous.
Yes! All right, who would you rather party with, Beyonce or Rihanna?
Ooh, Rihanna, shame. Beyonce is boring.
Beyonce.
Why? Boring. Why Beyonce?
Rihanna seems schizophrenic.
Crazy.
No, like, I honestly think that Rihanna is that will be that type of friend that if niggas try to church up, she's going to weave their asses.
Do you know Rihanna just broke up with that Arab guy?
Why? Yeah, I like that guy for her.
And she was asked why, and she said, because I get tired of men.
Like, no, and like, it's
Maria can.
No, but then you know, like, okay, fine.
I can't deal with somebody so unpredictable. Like,
those are the kind of friends that I need. You know, you'd be like, girl,
don't make me. She'll be riding on top of you. Yeah, go. Boy. Oh, this is so good. Get the fuck off.
I'm done. All right, Brian. Whiskey versus vodka.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Like, those are like two of the worst drinks ever, man.
Hurry.
I have to go with whiskey.
Cider versus beer. Hurry.
Beer.
Rum versus gin.
Rum.
Lager versus draft.
Lager.
So we're playing a game of fuck, marry, kill. Who would you fuck, who would you marry, and who would you kill?
Jesus. Okay, let's do it then.
We've got 10 seconds.
I'm not getting a list of names?
No, no names.
Who would I fuck, who would I marry, who would I kill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, yo, what's up? My name is DJ Clive, a.k.a. The Bit Leaves. And a big shout-out to The Hangover with Queen Dre. Big shout-out to you guys.
Bye. girl. See you on the mid girl. Put the bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Put the bang bang.
You were rocking with the best.
This is
my mixes, you can go to Mixcloud and search for DJ Clive underscore ZW. DJ Clive underscore ZW. You can also get me on my Facebook page, that's DJ Clive, and also on Instagram, that's DJ.Clive. Yeah, check you out later.
And now, Capital 263.